With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. A judge has sentenced Eric Lehman, former elementary school teacher and husband to Democratic candidate for public instruction superintendent Melissa Romano, to a three-year deferred sentence for felony drug possession. The Independent Record reports Lehman pleaded guilty Friday to possession of psilocybin mushrooms as part of an agreement. An officer found the mushrooms along with LSD, methamphetamine, and cocaine during an August 31st traffic stop. Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton is in Israel this week with a bipartisan delegation of top state elections officials from across the United States. Officials say the trip aims to strengthen U.S.-Israel relations. MTPR's Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Stapleton is among 11 state officials in the U.S. traveling in the National Association of Secretaries of State delegation. According to the association, the week-long program, quote, features in-depth discussions on cybersecurity and practices at the state, local, and federal level as it relates to business services, election administration, and records management, unquote. The trip is sponsored by Project Interchange, an institute of the global Jewish advocacy group American Jewish Communities. Montana Secretary Stapleton left with the delegation December 14th and is expected to return December 20th. According to the Secretary of State's office, the trip comes with no cost to the state, and Stapleton is the only member of the office attending the trip. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
A 7-year-old boy has been safely returned to his family after being kidnapped during a car theft Saturday in Billings. Authorities say the boy was in a car taken from a Burger King around 6 p.m. He was let out of the car shortly after the theft and found unharmed. Officers located and chased the car, but no arrests were made, and the case is still under investigation. 5 snowmobilers are safe after one fell through the ice just northwest of Seeley Lake last night. Authorities say it took 9 hours for rescuers to cut a path through several feet of fresh snow to reach them. The rider who fell through the ice had to swim to shore, and the others got wet when trying to retrieve the snowmobile from the water. The riders, all from out of state, built a fire to stave off the freezing cold while waiting for help early this morning. Nobody needed medical attention. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by a former University of Montana women's soccer coach who claimed the school illegally released information that he contacted escorts during recruiting trips to Las Vegas. The Missoula judge dismissed Mark Plakoris' lawsuit Wednesday. He agreed with the university that the coach had not exhausted the grievance reminders in his contract before taking the matter to court. Plakoris' attorney plans to appeal, and the former coach argued it was his choice how he spent personal time on recruiting trips. Glacier National Park's Many Glacier Road is scheduled for a much-needed reconstruction starting next year. The road, known for its massive potholes and dramatic undulations, provides access to the popular Many Glacier Hotel and some of the park's most well-trafficked hikes. Construction delays of up to 3 hours each way are expected between May 17th and September 21st. The project is anticipated to continue in 2021. Vaping store owners are asking a Montana judge for an emergency motion to stop the Bullock administration from moving forward with a temporary ban on the sale of flavored vaping products this week. The state health department says it'll begin enforcing the ban Wednesday. Lawyers for the vaping business group Montana Smoke-Free Association filed a motion in Ravalli District Court today attempting to block that ban. The filing comes after the state health department announced late last week it would enforce the ban on flavored e-cigarette products now that a judge's temporary restraining order on it has expired. In the filing today, the vaping business groups asked District Judge Jennifer Lint to, quote, confirm the existing temporary restraining order, unquote, or to extend the old one. Judge Lint has not yet ruled on the case. The state argues vaping is a public health crisis. Vape store owners involved with the case say it's not their products leading to vaping-related illnesses seen in Montana and the country. They say if the temporary ban goes into effect, they'll be forced to lay off workers. A Saturday morning fire destroyed Box Elder's St. Mary's Catholic Church on the Rocky Boy Indian Reservation. The Great Falls Tribune reports no one was hurt. Reverend Joseph Tran says he has no idea what sparked the blaze. The church was built in 1979. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio.